Proclamation number 8592 of 21st of August, 1963. Greatest spiritual need is faithlessness. Let me speak to you, and then you will always be near me, otherwise you would not be able to hear me. But you must be close to me in order to be able to receive the strength from me which you need for your ascent to the height. And you are close to me with every thought, which you send upwards, into the spiritual kingdom, with every thought, which is meant for me. And when I can be near you, then you can cover every step on earth without worry. It will lead upwards and bring you to the destination. That is why lack of faith has such an exceedingly detrimental effect on the course of development of man. He constantly remains standing on the same level, if he does not even sink back to the deep, because as soon as he does not believe in me, he also seeks no union with me. His thoughts are exclusively turned towards the world and its goods, and he can in no way receive strength from me, but without which his life is an idle run. If he would use his life power for love work, then he would acquire power through it, but only rarely is a completely unbelieving man active in love, because he is still dominated by my opponent, who himself is devoid of all love and also prevents his following from love work. And if such a man is still to be rescued before the end or also before his own death, then this can only bring about great trouble, which still causes him to intervene helpingly, and can also teach him to think differently. But this hope only exists with few men, because faithlessness is proof that the opponent completely controls him, and since he himself does not request help to be able to resist him, his earth life passes and brings him no spiritual success at all. And in the times of the end, very many men are in this spiritual trouble. The world completely captivates them. They think of nothing but the increase of earthly goods and the comfort of the body. Every thought of a spiritual kingdom, when it arises in them, they immediately reject, and therefore can also in no way be taught otherwise, because all compulsion switches off, because it is about the free decision of will of man on earth. Nevertheless, everything will still be tried on my part, so that a little light will shine for everyone wants, that sparks will flash up which he only needs to follow in order to reach a light. I also meet completely faithless people and address them in some way. If I cannot address them through my word, then they will be faithfully pointed to a super strong power against which they cannot raise themselves. They will have experiences around them which can serve them all for reflection. They will also experience things themselves which could prove to them a God and Creator. But as long as they are still fully attached to my opponent, everything can also remain without impression, and then they irrevocably go towards a difficult fate. They will be banished anew in solid matter at the end of this earth. And this is imminent. For fewer and fewer people still establish the bond with me. Fewer and fewer people believe in a God and Creator, and the earthly course of life of these people is in vain. It does not earn the soul any success, and also the endless long course before in the state of compulsion was in vain, and the soul has to go through all phases of ascent development again in the dissolved state and cover a dreadfully agonizing way until the renewed embodiment as man after endless long time. When man passes away without faith, then he will not be able to escape this fate, and that is why all my messengers are to try again and again to move men to faith. Even if it is difficult, it still need not be impossible, because a person's thoughts can still change. For I wrestle for the souls until their death, and it is never hopeless, especially if a loving person takes care of such an unbelieving person. For love achieves much, because love itself is a strength which no one can resist in the long run. And when I admonish you again and again to diligent vineyard work, then I also know that this alone is necessary, and that it can also be successful in so far as that every effort in love does not remain without effect, and can change a person's thinking. And if it is still in the hereafter that a light still comes towards him there, and he recognizes what you have offered him on earth, no love work is lost. And if you can cause a faithless man to carry out a love work, then this can already be the beginning that he is touched by a light shine. It can move him to do good to his fellow human being again and again, and then the ice is melted which kept his heart bound. It is never too late to bring a person to faith in me, even if it is shortly before his death. For then his path in the beyond will be easier. He will not sink into deepest darkness, for through faith in me he has detached himself from my adversary, and he is saved for all eternity. Amen.